In Revelation 20, verse 15, we find these words, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Delane and I went to Nashville, Tennessee several years ago. We wanted to see several attractions. We also had tickets to the Ray Stevens Theater. We had a great dinner. Then he and his band performed for about 3 hours, and he entertained us with his jokes. He said his dad always wanted him to get a real job. He sang many of his hits, "The Streak," "Guitar's Ann," "Everything is Beautiful." I mean, this was real culture. Several days later, we were leaving Nashville to return to Rome. Delane is always our navigator. Interstates and exits all look the same to me. I got us lost, and she said, "If you would listen to my directions, we would get home quicker." The Bible is the best instruction book known to man. We find several references in Scripture to a real, literal hell. That is not a popular subject in our society. In heaven, there is a book of life. When a person repents of their sins and invites Jesus into their heart, their name is written in the book of life. John makes it clear in Revelation, if your name is not written in the book of life, you'll be cast into the lake of fire, which is the real, literal hell. I've asked our church family to begin praying about at least one person to share Christ with this year. That's actually a very weak request. We need to be open to the opportunity to share the free gift of salvation we have through Christ. Think about this. We're simply asking a person, which way are you going spiritually? In John 14:6, we find the words of Jesus. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." It's time Christians began asking, where are you going?